Earlier on, I spoke with Dave Lane. He's from the New Zealand Open Source Society. And essentially, the government's proposed patents bill, it's under review because it now of how it treats software patenting. The bill suggested that software was not patentable, and this is the stance taken by the New Zealand Open Source Society. But what exactly is software patenting? Well, I spoke to Dave Lane earlier, and he gave me the lowdown.
Software patents are just a particular type of patent, and patents are a mechanism created by governments to encourage people to invest in innovation, and they essentially amount to a government-granted monopoly on a particular innovative design or invention. Normally, there is a very strict process that has to be undertaken in order to achieve or to be awarded a patent. You apply with a description of the idea that you have come up with or plans for the physical invention that you've come up with, and you describe exactly what makes that unique and inventive and something that has never been done before. Normally, a patent has to pass two very major tests. The first one is that it has to be inventive and not obvious.
Yeah.
The second thing is that it has to be new and innovative in the sense that it isn't something that someone has spotted someone else do, and then they are the ones who've taken out the patent on it.
Yeah.
So it can't be subject to prior art, and that means that if someone else has done the same thing that you're claiming is your invention, and someone else can show that the other thing that someone else had done that same thing previously to your patent application, then in theory, patent offices won't grant you a patent because your patent concept is subject to prior art.
Right. Now, your organization is against any change to the current bill. Why is that?
The current bill, the current proposed bill, excludes software from patentability. So it still allows the patenting of mechanical inventions, for example, and other forms of inventions. Our group is largely made up of software developers,
yep.
And we feel that patents in the software industry are an inhibition on innovation rather than something that encourages innovation.
Right.
So essentially, in the context of software, we believe that patents actually go against the reason that patents were actually created in the first place, namely to encourage innovation.
So just to clarify that, if let's say I had this idea that I wanted to make a game called, I don't know, for argument's sake, a game called Tank Wars. It involved tanks going around shooting other tanks. No one had invented it before, but I didn't have the skills to program it, and I wanted to patent that idea of this game called Tank Wars.
You can in the current situation, which is what we're trying to change,
yeah.
You actually can't patent an idea. You must patent an actual piece of software.
I see.
So it has to be a piece of software that you have actually written.
Yeah.
The reason, I mean, the rationale that we have for not wanting software to be patented is that software already falls under the protection of copyright.
Yeah.
So software sits, arguably, software sits in the middle ground between a mechanical thing and a work of creative energy. So like on some levels, software is writing. It's kind of like writing a story or writing an orchestral score or doing an amazingly complex painting, perhaps, or something like that.
So what...
Carry
on, please.
And I'm just going to say that because it is subject to such a great deal of change, software is very malleable because to change it is as easy as editing some text in a file on a computer.
Yeah.
It's very malleable, and as a result, its form changes very easily, and people create a lot of software. So, for example, somebody who sits down and decides to invent a better mousetrap, a physical mousetrap,
yeah.
They're focusing on one fairly specialized piece of hardware, piece of physical invention, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Whereas in somebody writing a piece of software, every piece of software has to do a whole lot of things in common.
Yeah.
So every piece of software pretty much has to be able to know how to read from a hard disk on a computer. They have to know how to change pixels on a screen. They have to know how to do a calculation. They have to know how to do all kinds of common things.
Yeah.
And our feeling at the Open Source Society is that software inherently, every piece of software inherently builds on huge numbers of previous pieces of software.
Yeah.
And what software patents do is they potentially make it so that any idea that we might come up with as a software developer could potentially fall under the patent of someone else.
I see.
And if we build that idea into a piece of software that we then sell to a customer, or give away for that matter, as is often the case with open source software, someone who thinks that they have a claim on a patent on the kind of functionality that our software has can then sue us or sue the person or the organization that's using our software for patent infringement.
I see. So I can see now why that might.
It's like landmines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's no way in advance that any software developer could realistically know that the huge diversity of ideas. I mean, a given software program might have tens of thousands of concepts involved in it.
Yeah.
So it's not like a mousetrap where you've effectively got one concept that you're patenting.
Yeah.
A piece of software potentially can have thousands of concepts in it, and the possibility that one of those concepts is covered by someone else's patent is, well, it's impossible to know.
Yeah.
And as a software developer, you're essentially walking a minefield every time you write software for a customer on that basis. Now, Microsoft just came a cropper to this in the U.S. They were found to have infringed on a patent by a small Canadian company called I4I,
yeah,
somewhat ironically. And this small company took them to task on this patent in Texas for some reason. There's a town in Texas that's particularly happy to hear patent infringement cases, and they always find in favor of the patent holder.
Yeah.
It's a well-known legal thing in America. But in any case, Microsoft took this all the way to the Supreme Court on appeal, and they lost. And in theory, Microsoft is not allowed to sell Microsoft Office in the U.S. because of this patent infringement.
Oh, wow. Right.
And in theory, that is. But they've managed to gain various injunctions and so on, and they've now been told that they have to pay I4I $200 million for this infringement of a very minor, little, tiny component of Microsoft Office.
Yes.
But by virtue of having sold this to so many people, they potentially stand to have a lot of damages found against them because of the magnitude of the infringement.
No, I understand that.
So Microsoft have essentially been, on one hand, they're one of the biggest antagonists, I guess, in this particular patent discussion that we're having.
Well, yeah, that's right. I noticed that they're one of the groups lobbying for the bill to actually be changed. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of an irony there, and obviously it's quite clear to see, given your explanation, why they might do that. But one final question I've got for you is this kind of this kind of law. Is this unique to New Zealand, or is this
New Zealand is the first? Well, the European Union had legislation that essentially did the same thing.
Yeah.
However, it has subsequently been sort of watered down by the inclusion of a very small couple of words in the actual legislation, which provide lawyers sufficient wriggle room to still effectively allow the patenting of software.
Yeah.
Now, that was contrary, in my understanding, contrary to the intention of the law, but the implementation of the law has essentially meant that the status quo has been retained, that software is patentable.
Right.
It's important to point out that software didn't exist when the concept of patenting came up,
right,
or was invented. And so, obviously, it has been extended to include software, among other things, like business processes and so on. But the key things to recognize with software patents and why they are a negative thing is that we as a software developer industry believe in New Zealand that software patenting is a net deterrent to innovation. So if there is even a rumor that someone has a patent that covers a certain type of software, people will actively avoid writing that kind of software.
Right.
So it means that the state of the art doesn't improve in that area. So there's no further innovation in that area because of the fear of coming up against a patent infringement notice.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that patents in New Zealand are granted for software without those two important steps really being tested. So the idea of whether or not something is obvious,
yeah,
or whether it is subject to prior art, are those conditions are not enforced for people applying for software patents in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's worth pointing out that 80% of software patents, or 80% of patents full stop in New Zealand, are held by overseas entities, not by Kiwi companies or Kiwi individuals. It's also worth pointing out that in New Zealand, there is absolutely no, to my knowledge, there are no what we call endemic Kiwi software development companies, namely those that are owned entirely by New Zealanders,
yeah,
who are actively for software patents.
Right.
It is only overseas-owned multinationals or their subsidiaries in New Zealand,
right,
and a few of their Kiwi partner organizations. So, for example, Microsoft Gold certified gold partners are sometimes pro software patents, but there are organizations that are working to reverse this decision to exclude software from patentability, who claim to represent New Zealand software developers, and they do not.
Thank you for coming on the show this week. And just tell us, the listeners, what your website address is, just in case they want to find out more about this.
Sure. Yep. So I'm representing the New Zealand Open Source Society, and the URL for our site is nzoss.org.nz.